Back with you with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, our final hour of phone calls. And don't forget, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to slam. You can download the free app in your app stores as well. It's very convenient. Back with your calls and pharmacist Ben in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. They're taking notes like crazy, 1-855-949-7234. You know, it's amazing, Ben, how many people are not healthy.
Yeah, it's sad. It's heartbreaking. It really is tragic. And you know what? It's one thing to be mildly not healthy, but it can tumble out of control quickly. And that's something you don't want to have happen.
I've lost three friends over the last 4 years, all of which they died, and I would say, I don't want to say foolishly, I don't want to use that word, but they could have been helped.
Yeah, I know. It's heartbreaking. It really is. And that's why I will go to my grave every day screaming from every rooftop I can that we can be healthy. The body can turn on a dime, but we have to turn on a dime. And it involves simple things like eating correctly, exercising. It almost sounds trite, George, but it's not. It's powerful. The most powerful things we can do for our body are the little things, and we have control over that.
Let's go to Susan in Redondo Beach, California, west of the Rockies, to get our show started here. Hi, Suze.
Hey, Susan.
Hi. First, I want to thank you for dancing with Joe Cocker in the kitchen. I love the sound. You should do CDs of the songs that you play, you know.
Well, we can't because we don't own the CD. We don't own the music.
But thank you for them anyway.
Okay.
I have a couple of issues that are, I think, affect a lot of people. And one, you mentioned, and I added a third because you mentioned dehydration.
Yeah.
I have a pituitary brain tumor. Two brain surgeries, they can't get it because I had to go blind before they approved an MRI because of our lovely healthcare system.
Jeez.
And luckily, a juice that actually Youngevity sells now has kept it from growing for 14 years.
What was it?
And it allowed me to turn down the toxic drugs and offer to radiate my brain. I said,
What kind of juice was it, Susan?
Well, I'm afraid to mention it because I don't want it to be harder to get.
What kind of ingredients did it have?
My well-being depends on it. But
There's plenty. What are the ingredients?
It's goji.
It's goji. Oh, I love goji. Nice
and,
job.
And I call it my twice a day treat to myself if I'm lucky.
Good for you.
Good for you. Goji's awesome stuff.
Right now, I think it's been an incredibly, incredibly stressful time, and so which I think is affecting the three things. Two of the things. One is, I don't think my body, I think the tumor may be affecting my ability because the one medication that I wanted to get, which was bioidentical hormones, my lovely insurance wouldn't approve. They would approve all the other drugs that they want to give me, but not that one that would have actually helped. So my body seems not to be holding water. I've become the adult version of the Betsy Wetsy doll. So anything that would help with that, and it, I think, and some of the stress, I had to, sleep, sitting up. So I have legs that used to be really good. And now, I couldn't even think about wearing a skirt again that are swollen and discolored. And are there things that on a limited income, because the juice, as you know, is expensive. And by the way, in Canada, they pay for that juice and all my supplements. So I hope everybody's calling to insist they bring Medicare for All to a vote. Mm. So all the Youngevity products will be covered.
That would be nice. What do you recommend for water retention?
Here's the thing about water.
Go ahead.
You know, you've heard the body is 60 to 70% water, right?
Yep.
But that doesn't really make sense because you're not like sloshing around as you walk, right? So how is this possible that you're 60 to 70% water? You're not a puddle. The reason we're 60 to 70% water and we don't know it is because it's magical water. It's structured water.
It's in the cells.
It's in the cells and around the cells and in the tissues. This is a type of water that is super hydrating, and it is structured by the action of electrolytes in the blood as well as the connective tissue. So when you have a problem where you can't, just absolutely can't get hydrated, no matter how much water you want, chances are pretty good that you're not structuring the water appropriately. So here's a couple strategies for you. Number one, build the connective tissue because the water is structured around the connective tissue. So things like collagen peptides, for example, which are relatively inexpensive. The glucogel capsule we just talked about. The healthy bone and joint pack. All the things that you would do to build tissue if you had arthritis, for example. And bone broth, of course, because bone broth is very, very important for the connective tissue. And also hyaluronic acid is also important. And you'll find all this if you want to go to the longevity site. You'll find it in the healthy bone and joint pack. And then making sure you're using electrolytes, because the electrolytes also structure the water. And then also veggie juices and fruit juices and veggies and fruits, because that's our main source of this structured water, this really very coherent, intelligent water that is super, super hydrating for cells. In fact, here's something really interesting. Do you know that water is structured by sunlight? And the more solar exposure you get, the more you're going to structure your water. That's another very handy-dandy, easy-to-apply strategy, making sure that you're getting sunlight.
And I got to tell you, Ben, with the recommendations that you and Doc provide to people, you help a lot of folks.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, George. We should all be helping each other.
Let's go to Blair in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Blair, welcome.
Hey, thank you, George. And for you and Pharmacist Ben, I hope you have an enjoyable attitude of gratitude upcoming holiday.
Thank you.
You too, Blair.
Hey, Pharmacist Ben, I'm glad you mentioned the field. I believe we change the frequencies of our bodies through our thoughts, choices, and perceptions, thus keeping thoughts positive, beautiful, loving, and making that more of a habit than those things that are rooted in fear and expectations of disaster were going to be the best way to go. And I'm bringing this up because there's a current mainstream medical model being promoted by a national spokesman by the name of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who today said that the 32% Americans who were not COVID vaccinated are in most peril this upcoming flu season. I'd sure like you to comment on that. That was on national TV just tonight.
I can't really comment on him personally, but but your point is so well taken, George. Your listeners are so smart. What Blair said is so powerful. The attitude of gratitude activates your parasympathetic nervous system, your relaxation nervous system, your rest and digest nervous system, where all building takes place, where the immune system becomes strengthened, where the heart pumps better and the bones build stronger and the muscles repair faster, all by gratitude, all by thinking of the good things. You see, George, and I know you know this, and Blair, we are hardwired to see the bad things. The brain will always see the bad things because our ancestors, we're the descendants of ancestors who always saw the bad things. That's how they survived. But today we don't have those same kinds of threats. So we can override that by doing a gratitude journal, by writing everything you're grateful for every day. I guarantee you that will make the hugest difference in your life. Whether it reverses your disease or not is irrelevant. You're going to feel better. Here's a little trick you can do. When you're in bed and you're laying there, think of five things you're grateful for and run it through over and over and over again. Go down the list and then go repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. The next thing you know, it'll be morning and you will have had a full night's sleep, because gratitude activates the sleep and relaxation system. And one of the reasons why we have an insomnia epidemic is because we're not activating that system. Something as simple as gratitude can have huge health impact.
Next up, let's go to Australia. Shara's with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Shara.
Hi, Shara.
Hello, George. Hello, Pharmacist Ben. Love talking to you.
Good day.
It's such a pleasure. And hello from Down Under.
Down Under.
I wanted to ask you a question about egg supplements. I have a number of medical conditions that I won't go through here, and I purchase quite a lot of products from Youngevity. I love Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I sip on it all day.
Nice.
MSM, glucosamine, the list goes on and on and on. But I cannot eat eggs. Mm. I've had problems with them since I've been a little kid. And Doc Wallach in particular talks about the importance of eating eggs. So my simple question is, does Youngevity / Critical Health have a supplement that's actually an egg supplement?
That's a great question.
What do you do if you can't eat eggs?
Yeah, you know, eggs are probably the single most powerful food a human being can eat. It's a perfect food, an egg. And Doc Wallach, he's a crazy amount of eggs.
Oh, my God, he does.
Yeah, he's a crazy amount of eggs. But eggs are a perfect food. Unfortunately, these perfect foods sometimes are hard for the body to process because the body, the immune system, is always looking for protein enemies. Other life forms are manifested or distinguished by protein, and eggs are essentially another life form. And so some people have a sensitive immune system that detects these foreign proteins and reacts against them. And it can be pretty serious. So a couple strategies for you. Number one, sometimes the form of the egg will affect how you react to it. So some people will be able to eat hard-boiled but not scrambled. Some people eat soft-boiled but not hard-boiled. So you might want to play around with that. And then number two, digestive enzymes, taking the ultimate enzymes with your eggs and maybe a little noni juice with that, if you're using Youngevity products, will activate the enzymes. That may break up some of those peptides so that they're not quite as reactive. And those are two things that you could do. Youngevity does have a product called I-26 Hyperimmune Egg, which is amazing for folks who have intestinal problems. It's got antibodies that are specific for helping with intestinal inflammation. So for Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, I-26 Hyperimmune Egg is a wonderful supplement, and you may be able to handle that, and that might be something that you want to consider.
Thanks, Joe. We take texts and tweets, as you know. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, this one is from Gentry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She wants to know if you think that music helps the body heal.
Heck yes.
Sound, it's called sound resonance.
100%. 100%. In fact, just listening to music, even if you're not sick, will make you feel better, Tom. You know that. And by the way, George, your music is amazing. I second, I forgot who said that.
You have a great team. Yeah, thank you.
Amazing. Yes, absolutely. It'll put you in a better mood. It'll help your medication work better. And it's awesome for recovery, for post-surgical recovery. We should have music playing all the time. And there's music, as you just mentioned, George, that has frequency modulating properties. Have you ever heard of this thing called cymatics?
Yep.
So, I mean, in the Bible says, in the beginning,
makes you feel good.
Yeah. And that is true. We live in a sound universe, and reality in our material world, in many ways, is literally created by sound. So music, our voice, how we talk, all of these have a powerful impact on what we were talking earlier, on the field that is all of reality.
Let's go to Miriam in Florida on the wild card line. Hi, Miriam. Go ahead.
Hey, Miriam.
Hello, George and Ben.
Hi.
I really appreciate your having Ben on, George. He's helped me a lot, along with Doc Wallach. I used to have very bad arrhythmia, and I've been on the Youngevity products for quite some time, the BTT and the glucosamine and the collagen chondroitin and the enzymes and lots more. Selenium has been amazing.
And you're feeling better.
Yes, I said much better.
Oh,
but
nice.
Here's the problem. I seem to have orthostatic
hypotension
intolerance. So that, like the other day, I went to a little function with friends, and I would sit down, I would get up, sit down, get up. By the third time I sat down and got up to visit again, I felt like I was going to faint.
Yeah, gotcha.
And at one time, a couple of years ago, I did faint. Mm. Back of my head just wham. But I can feel it. It feels like I'm going to black out. Why is this? I'm taking sure lots of glucose.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that you had a heart issue before and you took care of that.
Yeah.
It's related to the adrenal glands and the whole thing. There's something called POTS. Have you heard of this thing, POTS? Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome, POTS.
Yeah, gee, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, POTS, it's a mouthful. POTS is when you change your posture. Either you sit down or you stand up from a seated position or a lying down position, or you bend down to pick something up, and you start to get dizzy, number one, like you're describing, and sometimes if it gets severe, you'll have heart palpitations. And that's called PTOS, postural, meaning you change your posture. Orthostatic has to do with the blood vessels.
If you sometimes get up too quickly, that happens.
Yes,
right?
Yes. All of that is a sign of adrenal gland duress and a sign of the stress response. So here's a quick thing that you can do for that. Before you stand up, take some slow, deep breaths, and or maybe even do the Wim Hof style where he holds your breath. But practice your breathing before you get up. You will not believe what a dramatic difference that will make in that sense of dizziness that you have. And also, if it sounds like you correct your heart issue, but if you have that palpitation or fibrillation issue, that can help that too. Now, there's also wonderful nutrients for the adrenal glands. We talked earlier about pantothenic acid. That's a good adrenal gland supplement. Probably the most important and the most underappreciated of the adrenal gland supplements are, number one, vitamin C, and number two, zinc. And zinc is so unbelievable for so many different things. It just breaks my heart how we can have national health insurance without having national zinc insurance, and for that matter, national vitamin C insurance, and national Beyond Tangy Tangerines insurance too, I might add. So getting on continuing the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and maybe getting on the Zinc FX, which is a zinc supplement, and try that breathing technique. It's amazing. Also, keeping your blood sugar down is always good for the adrenal glands.
When I was 16, working part-time in a supermarket as a stock boy, I bent down to pick up some packages and got up too fast, and my heart went into this fibrillation.
Oh, that's
and,
it.
And I was able to slow it down by deep, heavy breathing.
There you go, George.
Now, I didn't even know what I was doing.
I know, exactly.
But it just,
intuition.
As quickly as it started, it stopped.
Exactly.
But when I was 20 to 22, it got me out of the military. They declared me 4F.
All right.
And I went, oh, my God. I mean, I can't get in. Well, later on in life, I was offered a direct commission in the Navy, and I went back for a physical, and it was gone.
Were you in the Navy?
Yeah, for 9 years.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
And I went in as an officer.
Wow.
And it was, but it got
it
me back.
Went away.
It got me back in. I passed all the medical tests,
wow.
And they said, you're fine.
Wow, you may have had a bunch of coffee or something. Were you coffee?
No, I never have been a coffee drinker.
No, because coffee will do that, and caffeine in general will cause that problem. That's interesting. You just had it temporarily.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. The website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call tonight, tomorrow, anytime. Anytime, folks, because it's always manned or staffed by somebody.
Yep.
Or womaned, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That is the number to call. And we're going to come back in a moment and take final phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. So those of you on hold, just keep hanging. We will do our best to get to you. Tom is still going to take another text or tweet. And Ben, thank you, by the way. I want to tell you right now at the outset for what you do. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Mark Shaw joins us to talk about the assassination date of President John F. Kennedy with some startling new information, so don't miss the next couple hours of the program. We'll be back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and final phone calls. And welcome back, George Norrie, our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, Doc Wallach hates gluten. Is it that bad for you?
Yes. Not for everybody, but for most people, I would venture to say. And for some people, it's really bad. But the problem is, it's not just gluten. There are hundreds of compounds in grains and seeds and nuts and beans that can wreak havoc on the immune system and on the skin in particular. So you got to kind of, you can't go gluten-free. You got to go all those kinds of substances free, legume-free, grain-free. People think that it's just gluten, and then they end up eating gluten-free brownies or gluten-free bread, and their arthritis doesn't go away, or their skin stays lousy. So gluten is definitely a problem, but there are hundreds of other compounds in these kinds of foods. Nature, George, doesn't want its seeds eaten. The seeds are nature's bounty. It's how nature grows. So seeds and
beans. To replenish itself, right?
Yeah. They're protective device. They're protective chemicals, molecules. They're defensive molecules designed by evolution to punish anybody who would dare eat nature's seeds, and we pay the price for that.
Interesting take. Let's go to Gordon, Plant City, Florida. Welcome to the show. Hey, Gordy.
Hey, Gordy.
George Pharmacist, Ben, thanks for taking my call. Listen, 3 weeks ago, I had a really, really bad toothache on my bottom two molars, so I couldn't get to the dentist, and I called in, and Dr. Wallach said, number one, I should get the Heart and Brain Pack, which I could not afford, but I got some over-the-counter vitamins, and I loaded up on vitamins and minerals to rebuild my teeth. And he also said to cram my face full of eggs and lightly scramble them, which I did. And Dr. Drew Peterson, who works inside your agency there, he sells me stuff, but he's a chiropractor, and he gave me free advice. And he said that go up to the dentist. I think that all of y'all said to go up to the dentist and clean my teeth. And the dentist hasn't been able to see me yet, but I've been cleaning my teeth with a little bit of fluoride toothpaste, but I know it's poison, and I don't swallow it. I spit it out. And so far, the molars I can eat, and there's no pain. But I want to find out if I did everything right, what you could add to it, and in particular, was I okay to brush with fluoride, but just not swallow it, but spit it out?
Fluoride is definitely problematic. You want to make sure you go to the dentist, first of all.
You might need a root canal.
You don't want to be playing around with your teeth. That could be agonizing. But in the meantime, I would use Jeffy's got a great colloidal silver. You might want to try that. And that's got a great antiseptic property. And also essential oil of clove. If you want to use longevity products, get the clove oil. And clove contains a molecule called eugenol, which is well known in the world of pharmacy as being a topical anesthetic. And it's wonderful for dental pain, also for kids who are teething, or babies who are teething. Essential oil clove, which you could find at criticalhealthnews.com if you want to use longevity's.
You know, Bobby Darin, the great singer, died when he had an infection caused when he went to the dentist.
Really? I didn't know that.
And he didn't take his antibiotics before he was supposed to go to the dentist.
Yeah, there's some serious problems that can happen if bacteria from
He had rheumatic fever when he was a kid, and it just killed him.
Yeah, it affects the heart. That's exactly right, George. You know, the mouth is, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the mouth.
Next up, let's go to Melissa in South Carolina. Hello, Melissa. Go ahead.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello. I was listening early on when you were talking about Bruce Lee and the kidney water drinking phenomenon.
Yeah.
But I also want to go to something else that Ben Fuchs addressed, and it's the mitral valve. And I have a mitral valve murmur, and my mother did. She lived into her mid-90s.
Nice.
And so I'd love him to address that. But I really called about the water thing because I drank a lot of water, and I got into a convulsive state because I wasn't eating food.
Yeah.
And it had to do with...
Exactly what we were just talking about.
I took vitamin C, and I can't remember the other thing, but salicylic acid. And so I was taking two acids, and I got a gastric bleed. And so I convulsed, and I had no idea what was going on. And so if you could educate people into what that means, if you don't have electrolytes when you're drinking water after a gastric bleed or diarrhea or flus, you could save a lot of lives.
Here's a little handy dandy trick for you. Celtic, you know what Celtic sea salt is?
Yes.
A little Celtic sea salt in water. In fact, if you put a little Celtic sea salt in water and sip on it in the morning, you won't believe how good you feel.
Like a quarter of a teaspoon or something.
A little tiny bit, yeah. Like
just a little bit.
Teaspoon.
Pinch.
It is so amazing what electrolytes can do. The value of electrolyte is right in the word, electricity. An electrolyte is a atom that spreads itself, its electrical field in liquid, in water specifically. Electrolytes are water-soluble atoms, elements. and they have amazing frequency modulating properties. You know, George, we're bioelectrical beings. We talk about chemistry all the time and nutrition, but we're electrical at the foundation. And so the way
we're the body electric, as they say.
We're the body electric. You better believe it. We heal better when our electricity is better. We feel better when our electricity is better. We live longer when our electricity is better. And what these electrolytes do is they help the body generate electrical charges and conduct electrical charges. So you feel better almost instantly because electricity happens instantly. Chemistry takes a while. But electricity and resonance and frequency modulation, which are all electrical phenomena, they happen instantly. So you feel better when you drink a juice. You feel better instantly when you drink Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I used to give it to my dad in the nursing home, and he had Alzheimer's. And I could watch him blossom as he was sipping his Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I started giving it to his fellow patients, and I got in trouble for doing it. So I had to keep it to my dad. But if you want to give a present to somebody, find somebody in a nursing home and give them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And by the way, Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great Christmas gift.
Next up, let's go to Tom with a text and tweet. Final one for him. What do you got, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, this is from Kathy in Weslaco, Texas. She says, can the pharmacist tell us the best fruit for the body?
Best what? Food?
Fruit.
Oh, fruit. Probably papaya. I would say papaya is the best fruit for the body. That's a great question, actually.
Why papaya?
Because papaya is nature's richest source of vitamin C, number one, or one of nature's richest sources of vitamin C. And it also has wonderful enzymes in it that help break up blood clots and help us digest our food and have anti-inflammatory properties. In fact, the ultimate enzymes, the active ingredient in Youngevity's ultimate enzyme, is papaya extract. So I'd have to say papaya. Kiwis are right up there, too, because of their vitamin C content. That's a great question, though.
Next up, first-time caller Carla in Pensacola, Florida. Hello, Carla.
Hey, Carla. Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Real quick, George, I just got to relay a message from my fiancé. He is a faithful every-night listener. We're over-the-road truck drivers. He's also a coast-to-coast insider, so he wanted me to tell you hello.
Well, you tell him hello for me, too.
I will. Thank you. So, Ben, my question for you is the high, and I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it correctly, but I'm going to give it a shot, the hyaluronic acid.
Nice. Good job.
I want to know, because as you and I'm sure all of everybody knows, you can get many different kinds of products from many different locations. So I would like to know the best brand with the best ingredients of the hyaluronic acid and where to get it.
The best brand of hyaluronic acid? Pure straight hyaluronic acid?
Just give her some recommendations.
Go get a straight generic hyaluronic acid powder. And you can buy it. It's relatively cheap.
What about the cream stuff you put on your face?
You know,
is that okay?
The cream stuff is interesting because the cream stuff, as I was saying earlier, it kind of plays off on the good feelings people have about hyaluronic acid. But it doesn't really do a lot for the skin. However, if you have irritation, or you're healing from a wound, it can accelerate wound healing and it can help soothe irritation. And it also, it traps water. So for people who have a dry skin surface, hyaluronic acid, and I would use a gel, not a cream, because you get more water in the gel, hyaluronic acid and the water can help soften the skin surface, and that can be relieving for people who have dry skin. Although, if you have dry skin, you want to think about essential fatty acids. That's one of the biggest skin problems, believe it or not, George, is dry skin. Almost everybody has dry skin, and we sell hundreds of millions of dollars in moisturizing products around the world, and everybody has dry skin.
The skin is like a huge organ, isn't it?
Huge. Can you imagine this thing's an organ? It's the biggest organ in the body. Actually, there's one organ bigger, but it's the second biggest organ of the body, and it covers you head to toe. And George, even though it looks like nothing's happening, it is so intelligent and so responsive. It's like it was created by some alien technology from the future. It's an intelligent, responsive organ that self-repairs and makes vitamins and makes hormones and has an acid level that repels bacteria and bad guys, microbes. It is so amazing, the skin. I've been studying the skin for 40 years.
Yes, you have. Tell Carla again the name of that generic brand.
I was going to say, just get a generic powder. Often you can find it easy, and it comes in capsules, and it's just a generic ingredient.
With hyaluronic acid in it.
Just straight, pure hyaluronic acid, nothing in it. If you want to support hyaluronic acid, use vitamin C and get on the glucogel caps. That's the best way to support hyaluronic acid. Make your own hyaluronic acid by using glucosamine, the glucogel caps, as well as vitamin C.
We're taking final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, the toll-free number to call in case you missed anything he said tonight, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And don't forget to go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we go to Jody in New York. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Jody.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Two quick questions. Should people go out and buy a structured water device to structure the water? And then also, is the vitamin C better if it's liposomal?
Okay, I didn't quite hear the water question.
If you should get some kind of devices to cleanse your water.
Oh, yeah, I highly recommend that. Tap water is terrible. Terrible.
Oh, I'd never drink tap water.
Oh, my God.
If I don't have it, you cook in it, but I wouldn't drink it.
The municipal tap water, yeah, cooking in it is even borderline. Because the municipal tap water, it's hideous.
These water boil oils orders are crazy.
It's really, water's a big problem. So you want to make sure your water's clean, that's for sure. And then, you know, liposomal vitamin C, the body handles vitamin C very, very well. Straight old vitamin C, the kind you get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or numerous products from Longevity. You don't need liposomal. Liposomal protects the molecule so it can go through your stomach and go into your intestine, but vitamin C is very, very well handled by the body. I wouldn't waste my money on liposomal vitamin C personally.
Let's go to Jack, Long Beach, California. Welcome to the show. Thanks, Jack. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I fractured my shoulder, and I've been having a hard time sleeping, and then I've been diagnosed with a renal cell carcinoma. And right now my neck, the lymph nodes in my neck are swollen.
Your body's under some serious duress. First of all, give yourself the gift of body work. Massage, rolfing, Reiki, some kind of body work. Reiki is not really body work, but some kind of body work. Give yourself the gift of, number one, having the pain relieved, but also just the touch. Physical touch is so important. I said earlier that if we cared about insurance or health in this country, we would have national Beyond Tangy Tangerine insurance, national supplement insurance. Well, we would also have national massage insurance. And my thanks go out to massage therapists out there who don't get the credit they deserve for helping people feel better. So give yourself the gift of that if you can afford it. And then secondly, get yourself on a full-spectrum nutritional supplement program. There's nothing I could tell you to target what you have. You have to strengthen your body.
He needs to heal, doesn't he?
Yes, your body's under great duress. And by the way, George, you know, visualization is a powerful healing modality that we don't take advantage of. Thinking and visualizing in your mind's eye, this is what athletes do. You know, great athletes visualize free throws or visualize catching touchdown passes.
Yes, they do. Or slowing down the pitch when it's thrown at them.
Exactly. It's not airy-fairy, you know. So you leverage that as well. And your body's under great duress. Be very kind and loving to it. You know, you can talk to your body, George. You can be kind and loving in words to your body, in literal, in verbiage, in your head, saying, I love you, intestine. I mean, it sounds silly, maybe, but it's not. I love you, heart. I love you, immune system. Your body will respond to that like a baby responds to it because, in a way, your body is innocent like a baby.
Jack, if you missed anything, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Tell them when you called, generally, what your issue is, and they'll jump on board with that. And Longevity also has a great catalog that you should all pick up and call that number and see if they can mail one out to all of you folks. Ben, we're running out of time. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Yes, you as well. And thank you for what you're doing, George. God bless you.
I want my listeners healthy.
I love it. You have such a beautiful style, and your listeners connect with you so well. It's a pleasure to be associated with you.
Okay, my friend. We'll talk to you sometime in December, in about 6 weeks, which will be pretty darn close to Christmas, for crying out loud. Wow. Up next, Mark Shaw joins us with some startling new information about the JFK assassination.